And finally, the excitement is going to start once again for Eurovision fans around the country as RTE is now taking submissions for the 2025 Eurovision Song Contest. They're calling on seasoned performers who want to represent us next May in Switzerland. Conor Devlin is co-host and founder of the Eurovision podcast and a Eurovision super fan. Conor, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
So, look, we've had a good year with Bambi's Hug and Doomsday Blue. What are you hoping for 2025?
Really, to build on that, you know, the success that Bambi showcased throughout the season was immaculate, the talent, and you can see it now. They're currently on a 30-day tour across Europe, sold out multiple cities. They've over 24 million streams on that song on Spotify. And I think we're just looking for the next Bambi Thug and really to build on the success of last year.
They got us the highest placing, I think, that we'd had in Eurovision for a very long time. But unfortunately, we are still going to have to go through the qualifiers, aren't we?
Yeah, it starts from scratch. You know, we kind of forget what happened last year, but I think as a country, we just got to, you know, be reminded of what worked so well last year, being different, being authentic, both singer and songwriter. They have to match each other, not trying to do any, you know, songs that are sitting in a cupboard for the last few years, really be authentic to what Ireland is. And I think that's the main thing going forward.
Now, what would your advice be to somebody out there who's maybe songwriter, singer-songwriter, and maybe they're kind of on the fence a little about Eurovision as a launch pad for a career? What would you say to them?
I think it's an incredible opportunity. It's such easy exposure. 163 million people. It's the biggest live music show in the world. You are guaranteed that audience. You know, from when you're selected in early 2025, you are working all the way through till May and beyond, really. You know, you're doing a national final, you're touring Europe with the pre-parties, and then you're getting six arena shows, you know, a performance in one of the shows in May, all to yourself. You know, it's such easy exposure. People work so hard, you know, doing TikToks, and it might not work for them, whereas this, you're guaranteed a huge audience in May.
Fair point. Enjoy the build-up. Conor Devlin there, co-host and founder of the Eurovision podcast, and as I said, a Eurovision super fan himself. It's 2 minutes to 9.